Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Until Tomorrow by Nancy Nagel, performed by Shannon McManus. To Andrew, for reminding me to trust the journey, because even when it looks all wrong, the reward may be better than ever imagined. Thank you for being such a wonderful part of my journey. P.S. I know what you're saying right now. I do what I can. And you always do. I like that in a guy. Chapter 1. He was all wrong for me anyway. Flynn Crane lifted her coffee cup to take a sip, hoping to hide her disappointment, but Angie knew her better than anyone else. She'd see right through her. You didn't think he was all wrong for you a week ago. Angie pushed her dark hair behind her ear, like she was known to do when she was aggravated. How many times over the past 2 years had she sat at this very table having the same discussion with Angie? Was she ever going to learn? It was exhausting for her. She could only imagine how tired Angie was of this rerun. Probably even more so now that Angie was happily married to Jackson Washburn. Angie hadn't even been looking for love when she met Jackson. Are you getting ready to tell me you told me so? Flynn tugged the afghan around her, tucking the sides between the kitchen chair and her bottom to get warm. Darn furnace had gone out the same day she kicked Brandon out. Talk about bad timing. If the problems around here kept mounting at this speed, Crane Creek Bed and Breakfast would need a crane just to lift the list of to-dos. No, but it was more than just me who was raising flags on that guy's intentions. Megan and Katie had their concerns, too. I know. I should have listened. Flynn sighed. It was true. Was it her biological clock going cuckoo, or her hopeless romantic side that kept getting her into trouble? Is it too much to just want to be happy? You don't need a man in your life to be happy. Flynn kept her mouth shut, afraid that if she opened it right now, it might also open a trail of tears, and she was absolutely, positively not going to cry over Brandon. I'm sorry he wasn't the one, but I promise you, the right guy is out there. Angie leaned forward, hugging her mug, probably to keep warm. Do you need another blanket? A sweatshirt? Angie laughed. No, I'm fine. She took another sip of her coffee and set it down carefully. Flynn, this is going to sound harsh, and I promise I don't mean it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?